From KMXT in Kodiak, this is the Alaska Fisheries Report. I'm Maggie Wall. The federal Gulf of Alaska Pacific cod fishery for 2020 will not open due to low stocks. Ocean warming, not overfishing, is being blamed. That's the latest on peacod. But another type, black cod, which is also known as sable fish, is in the midst of its own challenge. Young black cod are so plentiful that they're getting accidentally caught by big Bering Sea trawlers, and that's causing problems for the smaller boats that target sable fish. The company trying to get federal permits for the Pebble Mine is losing money and may need to reduce or curtail its operation if it can't raise more funds, according to a recently released financial statement. And finally, Alaska pollock tops anchovies as the number one fish caught worldwide. This for the fourth year running. All that coming up on this week's edition of the Alaska Fisheries Report, right after this.
Support for the Alaska Fisheries Report is provided by the Stosh and Claudia Anderson Fund, supporting conservation and harvesting of Alaska's wild, sustainable fisheries.
In an unprecedented response to historically low numbers of Pacific cod, the federal cod fishery in the Gulf of Alaska is closing for the 2020 season. It's a decision that came as little surprise, but it's the first time the fishery has closed due to concerns of low stock. Kavitha George with the Alaska Energy Desk has this report from Kodiak.
We are really just above our threshold. We're on the knife's edge of this overfished status.
That's North Pacific Fisheries Management Council member Nicole Kimball. The council unanimously passed the decision to close the fishery on Friday in Anchorage. It's not overfishing that's to blame for the die-off, but rather climate change. Warming ocean temperatures linked to climate change have wreaked havoc on a number of Alaska's fisheries in recent years, including cod. A stock assessment this fall put Gulf cod populations at a historic low with, quote, next to no new eggs, according to NOAA research biologist Steve Barbeau, who authored the report. At their current numbers, cod are below the federal threshold that protect them as a food source for endangered Steller sea lions. That requires shutting down the fishery. Up until the emergence of a marine heat wave known as the Blob in 2014, Gulf cod were doing well, but the heat wave caused ocean temperatures to rise 4 to 5 degrees. Barbeau and other scientists started to see young cod disappear.
So a lot of the impact on the population was due to that first heat wave that we haven't recovered from.
Following the first heat wave, cod numbers crashed by more than half, and the decline was steady from there. State cod fisheries for 2020 are still being determined, according to the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
The Alaska Fisheries Report is brought to you in part by Alaska Boats and Permits, marine broker for vessels, permits, and IFQs, 1-800-992-4960, or online at alaskaboat.com.
Fish politics in Alaska usually gets serious when there aren't enough fish to go around. But a new fight is brewing over black cod, also called sable fish, because there are so many of them. A Seattle-based fleet of Bering Sea trawlers has been catching the fish accidentally in bigger and bigger numbers. That's frustrating small boat fishermen who hook sable fish intentionally, and they're starting to worry that they'll have fewer around to catch. Nat Hers with Alaska's Energy Desk has this story on how warming ocean waters could be fueling this dispute.
If you talk to a veteran Alaska black cod fisherman, it won't take them long to mention 1977. That year, there was a legendary class of fish, so big that the black cod from that one year sustained fishermen for more than a decade. Since then, the species hadn't seen booms like that, and fishermen's annual limits were slowly declining. But then 2014 happened. Scientists are now estimating that black cod from that year are twice as abundant as that epic event decades earlier. Tad Fujioka is a black cod fisherman in Sitka. He says the number of new fish is
incredible. We'd waited a long time for that, but it was looked like like the time had finally come.
Fast forward to now. The young black cod are still too small to be commercially valuable, but they're being caught accidentally by much larger boats called trawlers, which are largely based in Seattle and more likely to be corporate owned. The trawlers target lower value species in much larger numbers like pollock, the fish that go into McDonald's sandwiches. Right now, though, their nets are coming up with lots of black cod, too. Brent Payne, who works with the Trawl Industry Group, testified at a management meeting last week that skippers are trying to avoid black cod, but it's been almost impossible.
We try and go shallow to avoid them, and they're shallow. We could try to go deep. I knew one guy went over to 200 fathoms of fishing for pollock, and he still got sable fish.
Small boat fishermen like Fujioka have been watching this situation and getting more and more frustrated.
If there were this many black cod around every year, maybe it wouldn't be as much of an issue, but this recruitment event is what we're counting on to keep the fishery going for the next 10 or 15 years. We need to save these fish for years to come.
The trawler's accidental catch is approaching what's known as the overfishing level for the Bering Sea, which could lead to restrictions being placed on fishermen. Fisheries managers will likely decide in the next few months whether to raise that limit. Conservation groups and small boat fishermen are urging them not to, saying that instead, managers should be clamping down on the trawlers. Bob Alverson runs a group that advocates for small boat fishermen.
You can't kill these fish twice, as we know, and so if they die out there, they're not likely to have a chance of migrating back.
Scientists note that while the trawler's accidental catch is way up, it's still relatively tiny in the context of the booming black cod numbers. This year's bycatch by the trawlers was less than 1% of the total amount of younger fish estimated to be present in Alaska. And reports continue to come in that black cod are still being born in large numbers. People have been finding salmon bellies full of them. Federal fisheries scientist Dana Hanselman says researchers are starting to think that Alaska's warming ocean temperatures could be playing a role.
They're a long-lived species, and that allows them to span across poor and favorable environmental conditions. And so what we're seeing now, perhaps, is that sablefish are one of the winners of this marine heat wave we're kind of seeing.
Hanselman says there's some data to back that up, like one lab study that found black cod grew faster and did better in warmer temperatures, up to a certain point. But, he adds,
I think it's far too early to draw any conclusions on that. It's just an interesting thing we're observing at the moment and is saying, wow, this really seems to correspond with this high heat wave.
Scientists are seeing similar trends with black cod all along the West Coast, Hanselman says. One theory is that because the fish are more mobile, they can move toward warmer temperatures when they're advantageous or away from them when they're not. In Anchorage, I'm Nat Herz.
The Alaska Fisheries Report is brought to you in part by the Alaska Marine Safety Education Association, providing U.S. Coast Guard accepted hands-on safety training for all of Alaska's fishermen and their families. AMSEA at amse.org or 907-747-3287.
The company trying to get federal permits for the Pebble Mine is going to need a lot more money to keep up the pace. That's essentially what Northern Dynasty Minerals wrote in its third quarter financial statement. Northern Dynasty is a British Columbia-based company that owns the Pebble Partnership. It has no other significant projects. Northern Dynasty reports losing $40 million U.S. in the first 9 months of the year. Its deficit exceeds $400 million. If the company can't raise the money to pay its debts when they come due, it may have to reduce or curtail its operations, the report says. It also says the uncertainty raises substantial doubt about the company's ability to continue as a going concern. Pebble spokesman Mike Heatwool said in an email that Pebble is confident in its ability to continue advancing the project. Daniel Chayette is a vice president of Bristol Bay Native Corporation. He says this and previous financial reports tell a story that's much darker than the rosy image Pebble projects in its ad campaign.
I do believe we have a desperate company that is trying to do everything it can, including being disingenuous with the Alaskan public, to try to stay viable and find a partner.
Bristol Bay Native Corporation is one of several groups fighting Pebble. Opponents say a mine would endanger streams that flow into Bristol Bay, risking the fisheries that are the mainstay of the region's economy and cultures. Pebble executives say the project would be safe and provide good jobs to local residents. They're waiting for the Corps of Engineers to issue a final environmental impact statement and seeking a long-term financial partner. The company's third quarter statement shows a big increase in cash bonuses this year. Pebble has also increased what it spends on lobbyists.
Support for the Alaska Fisheries Report comes from the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute, working to raise the value of our seafood harvest for the benefit of all Alaskans, on the web at alaskaseafood.org.
Alaska's pollock is the world's top fish catch, and the North Pacific has the lowest rate of overfishing. Those are just two items from the State of the World Fisheries and Aquaculture Report. Lainey Welch from Alaska Fish Radio has details.
Alaska pollock is the top fish catch in the world for 4 years running, toppling anchovies from Chile and Peru. More than 40 million commercial fishermen were out at work on global waters on nearly 5 million boats, of which 90% are under 40 feet. Those numbers have held steady over several years, says the latest State of World Fisheries and Aquaculture Report, done every other year by the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization. Highlights from 2016 show that the world's total marine catch was nearly 80 million tons, a slight decrease due to that drop in anchovies. Aquaculture represented 53% of all seafood eaten, and it's the fastest-growing food production sector on the planet. Nearly 600 different species items are farmed around the world. The number one is carp. Growing aquatic plants, especially seaweeds, has more than doubled in 20 years, topping 30 million tons. In per capita terms, global fish consumption has grown about 1.5% a year, from under 20 pounds in 1961 to 45 pounds last year. Americans eat far less fish, averaging about 15 pounds a year. So how are the world's fish stocks doing? 60% were called maximally sustained, and 33% were classified as being fished at unsustainable levels. Problem regions were the Mediterranean, Southeast Pacific, and the Southwest Atlantic, with 60% of their stocks called overfished. By contrast, the Northeast and Northwest Pacific and Central and Southwest Pacific had the lowest levels of overfishing, ranging from 13 to 17%.
That was Alaska Fish Radio's Lainey Welch. That's it for this week's edition of the Alaska Fisheries Report. We had help from Kavitha George with Alaska's Energy Desk in Kodiak, Matt Hurst, also with Alaska's Energy Desk, Alaska Public Media's Liz Ruskin, and Lainey Welch from Alaska Fish Radio. A big thank you to you, our listeners, and to the radio stations that air this program so that everyone across the state can learn more about Alaska fisheries. From KMXT in Kodiak, I'm Maggie Wall.